Masechet Menachot Perek Yud Aleph Mishnah Zion. This Mishnah will talk about how the previous week's bread was removed from the Kulhan and the new bread was placed on it. Mishnah says, Shene Kulhanot hayu ba'ulam mibifnim al peta habayit. There were two tables in the ulam of the Bet HaMikdash right near the entrance to the Hechal, just to place everything. The Hechal is where the Shulhan is. The Shulhan is not part of the Kodesh HaKodashim, but it's before the Kodesh HaKodashim. It's in the same room as the inner Mizbeach and the Menorah. So before you entered the Hechal, there was a small little entranceway called the Ulam. In that Ulam, there were two tables right near the entrance to the Hechal, Ehad Shel Shayish ve'ehad Shel Zahav. One of the tables was marble and one of the tables was gold. Al Shel Shayish notnim lechem apanim bechnisato. On the marble table, the new lechem apanim would be placed as it was brought into the Hechal before it was brought in and put onto the Shulhan. Ve'al Shel Zahav biyitziato. And there was the golden table where the lechem apanim would be placed as it was taken out of the Hechal on the following week, on the following Shabbat, after taking it away from the Shulhan. The idea over here is it would stay on the table over here, the golden table, as it was leaving until the Levona was removed from the Shulhan and then offered on the Mizbeach. Once it was offered on the Mizbeach, the Kohanim were able to eat from the Lechem HaPanim. And the whole reason we go through this whole procedure, Shema'alin Bakodesh Velo Moridin, just to go over the Seder, we want to always raise the holiness when it comes to sacred matters. We want to do it in a more distinguished manner. So what we did here is, just to go over everything, we brought the bread in, we put it on a marble table before it went to the golden Shulhan. And then we brought it to the Shulhan. A week later, we bring it back to a golden table outside. We want to go up, not down. Gold is considered to be a higher level than marble. So we move the bread from the marble table to the golden Shulhan in order to show there's an elevation for the bread, just to show this whole idea of Ma'alim Bakodesh, because in reality, there's no reason to stop by that marble table. They could just go right in to the Shulhan and put the breads over there. But we want to show this idea of Ma'alim Bakodesh. So we go from marble to golden Shulhan, and then we bring it back out to something that's at least the same status or higher. So we take it from the Shulhan to a second table, which is gold as well. We're talking about the bread that we're removing. There was a golden table inside the Hechal, which is the Shulchan, where the Lechem HaPanim always rested. This idea of Tamid, as we say, the word in the Pasuk says Tamid. So we'll understand what that means in a moment. Arba'a kohanim nichrasin, shenayim biyadam shene sedarim, ushnayim biyadam shene bazichin. Every Shabbat, four Kohanim would enter the Hechal. Two of the Kohanim held two stacks of bread in their hand, and two of the Kohanim held two spoonfuls of Levona with them. It's going to be the new bread that they're going to put. Ve'arba'a makdimin lifnehim. And four other Kohanim would go before them into the Hechal. Shenayim litol shene sedarim, ushnayim litol shene bazichim. Two of them to remove the two stacks of bread from the previous Shabbat, and two of them to remove the two spoonfuls of Levona from that previous Shabbat as well. Hamachnisim omdim besafon upnehem ledarom. Hamotziin omdim badarom upnehem latzafon. Those people who brought in the new bread would stand to the north of the Shulhan, and they would face the south. And the people who removed the previous week's bread would stand to the south, and they would face the north. The ones who came in earlier, they took off those bases that we spoke about that were there blocking the bread. We spoke about that in an earlier Mishnah. They would come, they would remove them. And elu moshchin ve'elu manihin, the Kohanim that would pull out the previous week's bread from the Shulhan, and the other Kohanim would place the new bread right in. It would become seamless. As one bread was being removed, the next one would be being put in. V'tivcho shel zeh keneged tivcho shel zeh. Within a tefah of this one, the new one was put in. As each tefah of space of the Shulchan was cleared of the old bread, it was filled with the new bread. Shine'emar lefanai tamid, like we mentioned, like the Pasuk tells us, it should always be before me. So we see that the bread was always there. As one was removed, another one was put right in, so there was always bread before Hashem. Rabbi Yose Omer, Afilu elu notlin ve'elu manichin, Says Rabbi Yosef, even if one set of Kohanim removed the previous week's bread from the Shulchan, and afterwards those same Kohanim put the new bread on the Shulchan, this is also considered to be Tamid. It's always there as well. According to Rabbi Yosef, you don't have to be super literal when it comes. It could be empty for a moment. That when you take one out and you put another one in, it doesn't have to be that you have no empty space, that it's seamless. As one comes out, the other one goes right in. It shouldn't remain empty overnight. So there's no need to put the bread on the Shulchan at the same time as the previous week's bread is being removed. We'll continue with the procedure for arranging lechem panim, what was done with last week's bread with the spoonfuls of the levona, yatzu. The Kohanim, they would carry the bread and the levona of the last week when they left the Hechal, and they would place the bread on the golden table that was in the Ulam. They burned the spoonfuls of Levona on the Mizbeach, and the loaves that were taken from the Shulchan were distributed amongst the Kohanim who ate them. Once the Levona was burned on the Mizbeach, the loaves become edible to the Kohanim. They're divided amongst the Kohanim of the outgoing Mishmar shift and the incoming shift. There were 24 different shifts of Kohanim, the Mishmarot, and they served in Beit HaMikdash 1 week at a time, starting on Shabbat and ending on the next Shabbat. So on the Shabbat, the outgoing Mishmar would do the morning service and the incoming Mishmar would do the afternoon service. So they would split the Lechem HaPanim. What happens if Yom Kippur fell out on Shabbat? Hal Yom HaKippurim Liyot B'Shabbat. The Kohanim are not allowed to eat the Lechem HaPanim on that day because of Yom HaKippurim, because it's a fast day. Ahalot mitchalekot la'erev. The loaves are given out in the nighttime post Yom Kippur as a break the fast meal. Instead, the Hachamim were nervous that if they gave them out to the Kohanim may make a mistake and eat them accidentally on Yom Kippur on the fast day. And we're not allowed to leave them till Sunday because then you have a problem of them becoming invalidated through Lina. So they would give them out as a break the fast on it would be Motzei Shabbat at that point in time, and they could eat it at that point in time as a break the fast meal. Hal Hayot Erev Shabbat, if Yom Kippur fell out on a Thursday night, Friday, so what do you do in that case, and what's the problem? Sa'ir Shel Yom Kippurim Ne'echal La'erev. The issue we run into over here is the goat of Yom Kippur brought as a hatat offering. We're talking about the musaf offering, not the si'il azazel or the si'il lashem. We're talking here about a musaf offering that was brought as a hatat. When dealing with this type of animal or this type of korban, the blood is sprinkled on the Adar Mizbeach and the meat is eaten by the Kohanim. But we have a problem over here because they would usually take the meat that was slaughtered on Kippur and they would wait till nighttime, and they would cook it and eat it as also part of the break the fast meal. But the problem here is Motzei Kippur fell out on a Friday night, so it's Shabbat over here. This actually can happen in the fixed calendar system that we have. Yom Kippur cannot be on a Friday, but you can't cook the goat over here after the fast is over because cooking is prohibited on Shabbat, and they can't wait till after Shabbat either, because it would become a problem of notad, of being left over too long. So what do they do? The meat can't be cooked on Yom Kippur or on the following night, which is Shabbat. So the Babylonians, the Kohanim from Babylonia, Gemara says that they weren't actually from Babylonia, but they were from Egypt. What they would do is they would eat it. They would eat it raw. Because they weren't squeamish. These Kohanim didn't have a problem with raw meat, didn't disgust them. So they would actually eat the korban on a Friday night over here, Motzei Kippur, as they break the fast meal. And it wasn't something that was disgusting to them. The reason Hachamim call them Babylonians, even though they're really Egyptian, is because they had a dislike for the people of Bavel, because they did not return from the Galut with Ezra. They gave him a hard time. So therefore, they referred to these people who did something barbaric as Babylonians, even though in reality they were Egyptians. So these Egyptian Kohanim would take care of the problem by eating the meat raw.